Greetings to everyone that has joined this podcast. Once again, all too soon, we're coming to the end of another month. The month of January, to a lot of people, seems like the longest month. I believe it is mainly as a result of the fact that a year prior has ended. People have taking time to take stock of what they were able to achieve, of the opportunities that they were able to grab, and certainly some of the challenges that they were faced with. And on hindsight, remembering why they couldn't achieve something and feeling a bit disappointed that they could have done or achieved something if they had taken that necessary first step. Especially for those of us in Accra, Ghana, the past weekend for a lot of students has been a weekend of graduation, a weekend of celebration, a weekend of rejoicing. And even though it is just a day that is set aside for their congregation, for their graduation, we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that for some of them, they had been through 4 years of education, academic education, to qualify themselves for a PhD, a doctoral program. For some of us, they had dedicated about 3 years or 2 years to pursue a master's program, or 4 years to pursue a first degree, or to pursue a diploma program or a postgraduate program. All that I'm saying is that in the process of time, there are a lot of things that one needs to dedicate time for. There will be challenges. There will be days that you do not feel that you did your best in that mid-semester exam. Even in that class, you didn't feel you were able to express yourself in responding to a particular question, and so you were feeling a bit embarrassed, you were feeling dejected. I want you to know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is a day that you will celebrate and rejoice, just like those who were rejoicing this past weekend, but it will take some effort. You would need to understand that there is an effort that you need to put in. There is time that you need to invest in prayers. Prayers can move mountains. Prayers will move those barriers, those challenges, those moments when you feel like giving up, those moments when you feel that you do not understand and you cannot go on any longer. You will need prayer to break through. There are times that you will need to humble yourself and ask colleagues to teach you. There are times that you will need to humble yourself and go to even juniors in your academic pursuit, in your professional pursuit. You will need to humble yourself and go through people that are not your peers. Some may even be senior to you. You will need to humble yourself to go and ask questions. Ask them how they were able to make it. Ask them how they were able to do it. One exciting thing that I have found in this world is that as soon as you finish your basic or primary, elementary, and senior high or junior high, senior high schooling, the rest of the tertiary education is left for everyone in their own race, in their own pace. You would hear stories of people that have even met teachers from their primary school and their secondary schools, being in the same class with them in the universities. It is because there is a time and place for everything. And so when you have the opportunity to apply, to request for references so that you apply for a particular program, do not procrastinate. Because a year from now, 2 years from now, this could be your story, where we are celebrating you for this new level of your achievements, either in your personal life or professional life. Don't give up. just keep scaling higher heights. Thank you for listening. Do share and let somebody else be inspired.